start business
as strange as they can be.
Stupid, silly product on Amazon and QVC. Heidemann does the research, finding things you didn't know. The service you get only on the Steve Cochran Show.
Another masterpiece from John DeCoste, musical director of the program. Michael Heidemann will enchant and delight us with crap he found on the internet in just a second. Before we get to that, Steve Grzanich informed me the viral moment of the day so far is a photo that some people claim shows Jesus in the middle of the fire on Monday at Notre Dame.
It is a photograph apparently taken by Getty that has the Getty logo on it.
And this is a legitimate photo operation.
Yeah, well, I've searched the image a couple of times now, and I've come up with the same image without the circle in the middle of it that somebody's put in there. But they've the one that I've seen has a circle circled where they think they see the figure standing.
And I don't see it.
This is like one of those posters where we stare at it and you see if you can see the 3D image or not. You know,
except this is slightly more important.
Right, but I can see what they're saying is the Jesus. I'm not sure that it's Jesus, or if it's just, you know, like when you look up in a cloud and it kind of looks like something else, you know, that type of
thing. Well, I mean, I am of the belief system where I would like to think it was Jesus, and Jesus helped put out the fire to save the majority of the structure so that it could be rebuilt. However, I also don't see Jesus in my toast. You know,
potato chips
yeah. Other places.
Oh, I like how Grzanich and I said potato chip at the same time.
Because that was a big story a couple of years ago.
Remember.
There were a couple of different potato chips, right?
So Grzanich, when I was pointing out what part is Jesus in the photo to mm-hmm. Steve Cochran, he said, oh, so he's standing there waving.
Well, he looked like he's facing away.
So my mom, who was very religious, I showed it to her this morning. The first thing she saw it immediately. She also says she sees a crown of thorns on his head as well.
Okay.
So.
Well, I go with Faye. Faye right. knows. Yeah. She knows things.
Yeah, listen, I'm not mocking people. If you see it, I think it's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's 7:43. Here's the other thing I wanted to bring up before we get to crap on the internet. If your kid is making $2 million a year, which is about what Lori Loughlin and Massimo Giannulli's daughter was making in her own internet business, by the time she's 18, you know whether or not she's college ready. I've seen a few of the videos. Kid's a dingbat. She's a Kardashian in waiting. She is somebody who is really good at what she's really good at. And to be able to find that at 17, 18, 19 years old is fairly miraculous. So the kid doesn't have to go to college. And to now be in a position where you may go to jail for years because of your ego, you put the kid through a college program she didn't want to be a part of to begin with. I mean, it's just flat crazy.
People get wrapped up in being smart, like, and it can be a total booby prize. Like, she's doing great. You don't have to be the smartest person
she's
in the room.
She's crushing it.
So we've discussed this. You know, we have a 15-year-old, and Pat was like, why didn't they just let Olivia keep doing her business? Why'd she have to go to college? And then I said, well, what if Catherine had a business going, and she was doing really well, and it's that time? What would you think? And he's like, ooh.
Well, I would have
you think you want your kids to go to college.
Not if she's making $2 million.
Yeah,
and, you know, to have the
last. That's what Pat said. He goes, you don't know. This could be a one, you know, this could be done in a year and a half, and then you should have gone to college.
So you want to roll the dice and give up the $2 million a year business that maybe she'll have a 4-year degree that she might get a job with.
Well, she could also go to the college that she can get into.
Well, that's the other thing. You know, because I'm telling you, and it's not easy to say this about my kids are both they're very bright kids, and Amy applied herself, Ross didn't, but they both, you know, got through college, and Amy is doing great, and Ross is doing great, so I'm lucky. However, at 18 years old, you know what your kid is likely capable of in college. I'm talking about academically. So maybe it's not a bad thing that your kid isn't college ready or isn't college. You know, one of the reasons to send a kid to college in California for an education or to have a good time. She was already doing the have a good time part, and she was making more money than she would ever make with a degree from USC. What are you going to get a degree in?
Right.
Social media influencing.
Yes. Yeah, already did it.
There's majors for that now, in public relations or whatever. Yeah.
So, you know, just the parents' ego is what's got them into this position. And by the way, Lori Loughlin appears to be, obviously we don't know, and Massimo Giannulli, for that matter, as well. Good-looking people who have gotten their way the majority of their life and figured they could break the rules and it would be fine. That is my gross generalization of the day until I'm proven wrong. 7:46. Michael Heidemann's here. What do we decide we call this segment? Let's go ahead and turn your microphone on so we can hear you.
Oh, that's right. That's always important.
Yes.
I'm not really quite sure.
So Michael's Corner?
I've heard Michael's Corner before. That's been tossed around.
Heidemann's Helper?
Sounds just like a hammer.
Want me to play the theme song again?
Is there a title in there?
I don't think so. I just think it's awesome.
No, that's all right. Okay. But when we come back, you have something you're going to share with us from the internet that is not a picture of Jesus or anything to do with Lori Loughlin. These are Kickstarter programs that, yes, you can be a part of that are complete nonsense. Mm-hmm. And some crap we could buy where? Amazon?
Yes, on Amazon. In fact, I was going to say, all these kids who are going to college and everything and they're looking for direction, maybe they can get into engineering and help provide us with some of these products in the future.
Ah, look what you did there.
Yeah.
Thinking big.
I am.
Thinking big. just so you know, I am not going to put you through college. Okay. We'll put you through the application process. Because I think you're doing great here.
Oh, thanks.
It's 7:47.
Heidemann does the research, finding things you didn't know. A service you get only on the Steve Cochran Show.
Michael Heidemann's crap he found on the internet. All right, Kickstarter is GoFundMe. It's a place where you can say, I need money, mm-hmm. and I want to crowdfund it. I want people to send me money for very important things. There's people who can't pay their bills. There's people who are dealing with medical situations. There's people who've lost a home in a natural disaster. And then there's this idiot. I need to become famous to tick off my ex-girlfriends. Tell me more.
Well, this man, Scott Schaefer, from Indianapolis, actually, just right down the road, wanted to create an album to prove all of his ex-girlfriends wrong. He says that my exes probably dodged a bullet, but I thought music would make me rich and famous. Now, not only is he trying to make an album, his first album, which I'm sure would have been a hit, actually burnt up in an iPad or a laptop explosion or something like that.
So didn't have it on the cloud, huh?
Didn't have it on the cloud. So now he's asking to pledge $2,500 or more to back this project. And let me tell you, Steve, it's not really going very well for him at the moment.
Well, let me go to Vandeveld and Sandberg on this. When you were back in your dating days and you were dating a guy with a dream, you may have known there wasn't a shot that dream could be realized. But was it cute? Was it something you would encourage?
No, I would not have. I didn't date anybody with a dream.
All right. Well, that covers it then. He needs $2,500. His explanation that Michael laid out so well even goes deeper. He said of the song and the material that he lost, I had planned on sending the new material to Danger Mouse and a few other industry people before my computer files went to cyber heaven. I'm very frustrated. So I took some time off.
Yeah.
That seems like a good idea when you got nothing going on. Take some time off.
Lofty goals. In fact, he asks, if somebody does pledge $2,500 or more, he goes, if I meet this goal from one person, let's go to Hooters and grab some wings together and watch some football. Then you can help me realize my dream. So he's setting the bar very high.
He has no backers. Not a single dollar has been pledged so far of the $2,500 that he hopes he will get. Now, moving on. How about the first ever all-pug production of Hamlet?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the amazing thing about this is $5,000 is his goal. He's already beyond it.
That's right. Well, you know, when some dreams get accomplished, you know, people can really back it. And I think that a lot of passion is shown through in Puglet, the first ever all-pug production of Hamlet. it's a great, great thing.
So he dresses up these little pug dogs like characters from Hamlet.
Yeah, that's
and is there a narration or anything in the background, or do they just stand around wondering why they're wearing dresses?
You know, they don't really dive into that. There is a video, I think, that you can purchase, but everybody from Hamlet, even Gertrude, is going to be playing in this role. And if you pledge $100 or more for this, you get two tickets, a chance to pet all the pugs, and a video message from the pug playing Hamlet.
Five people have jumped in on that.
Mm-hmm.
At $100 or more. I like that when he lays it out, For years, I've dreamed of mounting one of Shakespeare's most glorious works in with one of nature's most glorious creation, the pug. I think Puglet is a really cute name.
But he does sound like he's just messing with us and to see if the money would come in.
You don't know dog people.
Yeah,
I don't think this. My sis, my parents, my sister was out of town this weekend. My parents had to take Biscuit to pictures with the Easter Bunny because he's gone every year of his life. And so she didn't want him to miss it because he'd be sad. But I'm pretty sure Biscuit doesn't care.
That's amazing.
Yeah. No,
I like your sister very much. Is she within listening distance right now?
She is not.
What?
Yes.
That would be the question. What?
Yes, my parents had to take Biscuit to...
How does the bunny feel about
Tales
that?
Tales in the City. I can show you guys the picture of Biscuit. The bunny seems pretty happy.
Yeah, until an accident happens.
Yeah.
Number three, by dedicating a beehive to a loved one that's been lost allows us to expand the bee population for the benefit of us all. What we know is that the bee population is dwindling, and bees are crucial to our ecosystem. So if you pledge money to this memorial beehive, you could dedicate a beehive to somebody that died. Hadn't thought of that before, and help the rest of us. How are they doing on this one?
They're doing pretty well. I think that they have $133 pledged of $1,305.
How is that good? How is that they're doing pretty well?
They still got 33 days to go, though, so we've got some time on it. Like you said, it's there to help people, not only help the bee population, but to preserve your loved one in a way that, you know, makes things everything a little bit more sweeter.
And I might kick in for that one, Steve.
And they say you can do happy birthdays and celebrations as well. Oh. It's not just dead relatives.
Did you turn the page? You can get a memorial label, like Memorial Beehives Honey, and then it'll say cherished memories of Steve Cochran, remembered always.
Well, why'd you have to kill me?
Well, I'm just...
With a photo on the jar, too, which doesn't make it creepy at all.
No. No.
Bryden Hendry looks like he lived a long life.
Here's the question. Once you're done with the honey, do you keep the jar?
Oh, man.
Oh, that's a good
question. What do you put in there anyway?
Maybe the ashes from the urn?
It all comes together.
This next one is perfect for Steve.
Well, let's go to Amazon now for crap that's for sale on Amazon. All right, so what do you have?
So with the great popular hit of last time I did this segment here, we had the woman using the inhaler as a decal on your wall, great for any college student. This time, it's a wall decal of senior citizens in a golf cart.
Who wants this?
Everybody. I mean, most of Chicago land has been actually clamoring for this. I think it's very popular right now with all the Urban Outfitters.
I guarantee if you walked into a room, somebody's room, if you went over to Ross and Lauren's house and they've got a fat head of two senior citizens in a golf cart on their wall.
Have you met Lauren?
You are chuckling. I'm just saying, though, it's a conversation piece.
Next up, do I need a dog dryer?
Yes, you do, Steve. It's very, very important. It's very dog-heavy today in the Michael Heidemann's crap segment.
That's another pug, too. That's a pug in that picture.
This looks like one of those sumo suits that people put on to make them super fat, and they run into each other.
Yeah.
So the dog puts on the sumo suit, and then you hook the hose up to your hairdryer.
That's pretty much what you do. It's kind of like a Martin Lawrence style sweatsuit for your dog. The best part is there's a couple different sizes depending on your dog. Small is $44, medium $49, and large for all those big pups, Labradors, and everything is $69.95.
So you can buy it now on Amazon. And by the way, much like when you dress up your dog will look at you like, "What the hell are you doing?"
I wonder because you attach the blow dryer to it to fill it up with the heated air. Uh-huh. If the dog would like that. That seems like a dog would not love that feeling.
No, because what will happen is the dog will resent you and kill you in your sleep.
And they actually have some listener reviews or user reviews, and it says, can you use two blow dryers? Yes. And can you use them on dogs? And it says, or children? And it says, only if your child is a Teen Wolf.
By the way, speaking of kids, when you have a baby, the baby spends a lot of time on the floor. And sometimes, you know, taking care of a baby will make you be in a position where you really can't keep up with what you need to do to keep your house clean.
That's correct. That's correct. And that's where the baby mop comes in into play. And this is not only very, very helpful, it makes your child look cool. So everybody from 0 to 5 years old, I'm guessing, can wear these pants, which actually double as a duster mop.
They are actually filled with duster. I don't know what you call the little things on a duster. But
like
basically,
frilly things.
Yeah, the little duster things. but basically a ring of duster things, and the baby scoots its little butt on the floor and dusts.
They don't even know it, but they're gaining work ethic at an early age. I think that's important.
Just remember, when you take the baby outside, to take those pants off.
Yeah, that's important. Only $30, too.
They look a little bit like chaps.
Yeah, they do look like chaps.
Like mop chaps.
And the baby looks really happy. And you know what? Another a user review says, good, clean, fun. 5 out of 5 stars.
Yeah, but then the baby is going, what the hell were you doing? When you show this kid pictures later on, and go, what kind of a parent are you?
And what if the baby has allergies? He's sneezing all over the place.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you when I was a kid, we didn't know I was allergic to cats? We had cats till I was 10 years old.
Really?
Yeah. And I had breathing issues, and my eyes were always watering.
And they were just like, what was it?
Between
going
that
on?
And the 4 packs of cigarettes that my parents were smoking every day.
No wonder you need an inhaler.
I want
now.
You to be alive. And finally, a woman with a pouch. What's the pouch for?
So the pouch, again, piggybacking on last time's great pizza pouch hoodie. This
hoodie, by the way, had a foil pocket that would keep your slice of pizza warm if you wanted to drop it in there, as opposed to, say, oh, I don't know, eating it where you are.
And I think that is,
if you were to get in an elevator, possibly with some pizza, and you had a pizza hoodie, you could have dropped it in your hoodie and not spilled it all over the elevator.
The carnage. Yeah. People are still talking. So this pouch, is it a belt, or does she have to buy the dress that has the pouch in it?
So I think it's built into the dress, actually.
Yeah, it looks like it is.
It's very helpful. It fits your cat, a dog, or what's it? And in fact, I went on the WGN Radio fridge today, and guess what? It's Frank Fontana's birthday today.
Are you thinking about getting it for him?
And I'm thinking about getting it for him. I think he would really appreciate this.
Be a good idea. When you can't get enough of your cat, your creepy cat, or your tiny purse dog, you're going to be able to carry them with you at all times and be hands free.
Yes, and only
$12. Text, whatever, and it's $12. You know why? It's worth $12 if you're going to buy it. There you go. That's crap you can find on the internet from Michael Heidemann. It's crap you can find on the internet.